It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boobies! 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 Boobies!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
We're playing Power of 10. We're going to play that in just a second here.
The Power of 10.
Talking about old Dustin the movie boy and speculating about whether... I don't think we outed Dustin. I don't think that happened. I asked him and he said yes. And
I don't think he's really gay. I think it's a gimmick.
We're trying to get in touch with Dustin and say everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, we just had... He's going to be fine. It was It was fine. Everything was...
Fine.
Everything was fine.
Fine.
We enjoyed it. I hope everything works out.
Me too.
For everybody.
Beth Ann comes running into the studio and says to me, all of his lines are busy. Like that.
What does that even mean?
He's not taking calls. That's what she was trying to insinuate that. So we'll get an update on that.
Maybe he knocked the phone off the hook when he was tying the noose.
You know, it's the world of radio, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So that's the way it goes.
Right.
But are you ready to give away some money right now?
Yeah.
Power of 10.
Power of 10.
Power of 10. This is the way this works. It's basically a true or false game.
Yes.
We're going to ask you a series of questions from 1 to 10. After each question, you can bail out and keep the money that you have collected. If you choose to go to the next level and you answer incorrectly,
yes,
you lose everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Wow.
You go home with nothing. You get nothing.
Not even a penny.
Good day to you, sir.
Bagel.
I said good day. And we've got a series of questions. We've got a million questions for you. Are you all ready to play Power of 10?
I am.
Let's do it.
Let's get our very first contestant. Let's say hi to Julie from Spokane. Julie, how are you?
Oh, I'm peachy, but I'm so scared to lose everything.
Well, Julie, don't. The only way you will lose everything is if you proceed... And answer incorrectly. That's the risk you have to take on the Power of 10.
The Power
of 10. So I can stop at a quarter, right?
Yes.
Oh,
excuse me just a second.
Okay.
Procedural matter.
I like, what's wrong with Power of 10?
It's lazy.
It's not lazy.
It is.
It's not lazy, you incredible hump. It is not lazy. The Power of 10, Power of 10. This is just like Hogfest. This is where you are a rules junkie, and I can say Power of 10 if I want to. I'm very stressed out, Rob. I've had Dustin the movie boy. It was a total disaster.
Do you call it Bible, or do you call it the Bible?
I call it Bible.
Well, then we'll part as friends.
Bingo.
As we play Power of 10.
Julie, are you ready to play the Power of 10?
I'm ready to play the Power of 10.
And you're from Spokane, Washington, are you?
Yes, I am.
Cool. All right.
It's about 105 degrees in my office right now.
Oh, that's right. I saw that on the West Coast you got a heat wave out there.
Oh, man.
All right. She should disrobe.
I am.
Really? What are you
wearing? That's why my door's closed.
Really?
That's hot.
What are you wearing right now?
Oh, just shorts and a tank top. Sorry. Oh. You want me to take it off? Will I get extra credit if I take it off?
I'll give you 25 cents head start.
Okay.
All right. Take your top off.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 25 cents for Julie.
Yeah.
She got the first one right.
She did.
Okay. Okay.
Who's the celebrity, Julie, you most resemble?
Oh, please don't ask me that. I'm too ugly for a celebrity.
Oh, don't say you're ugly now that your top's off.
Theater of the mind.
Well, you get the 25 cents anyway. You ready to play?
I am. Let's go.
Here we go. And do you want me to go to the second question or the first one since we've given her a head start?
As long as you call it the Power of 10, you can do whatever you like.
On the Power of 10.
Mm-hmm.
The Power of 10.
Julie?
Yeah.
Here is your first question. There is a dinosaur named after Bambi called the Bambaraptor. I'll say it again. There's a dinosaur named after Bambi called the Bambaraptor. True or false?
Nah. False.
I'm sorry. We're going to take your quarter away.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. That is incorrect. It is true. Its bones were discovered in Montana. That is a true statement.
Bambi's a...
It's called the Bambaraptor. I'm terribly sorry, Julie. We've got to say goodbye to you.
She lost everything.
She's out of there.
On the Power of 10.
Lost the shirt on her back.
Let's go to Tom in San Francisco. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Great show.
You ready to play Power of 10?
Sure. First, did Joe give you my way to give your guy back who you go around and hit each other in the packages all the time?
Yeah. No, I don't. We don't need that. What is? Do you have a revenge situation?
No, I'm just saying to wear a jock strap and a supporter, and then when he hits you, it'll hurt his hand.
Ah, very good. Like a whole cup, a full cup, and everything, right?
Basically, yeah, it works.
Tom, are you ready to play the game?
Tom, do you want to take your shirt off?
No, we're not giving him an extra day. You start off with 25 cents. Here is your 25 cent question on the Power of 10. There's a city called Rome on every continent on Earth. There's a city called Rome on every continent on Earth. What was your answer?
I'll say true.
I am terribly sorry. You're out of there. Sorry about that, Tom. That was incorrect.
Goodbye, Tom.
There is a city.
Came back because I'm so white.
What did he say?
Something about being white.
I don't know, but he's gone. He was chatty Cathy anyway. Let's go to Jay in Wichita. Jay.
Hello.
Are you ready to play Power of 10?
Yes, my shirt's off.
Here is... Good man. Here is your 25-cent question. In 1776, the Founding Fathers were one vote away from making German the official language of the United States. True or false?
It's false.
False is correct.
Oh,
that
hey.
Is a popular urban legend, but the vote happened in 1795, and it would have only caused federal laws to be printed in German as well as English. Are you ready for your 50-cent question?
No, I'd like to stop, please.
You'd like to stop and you're going to get... Are you going to keep the quarter?
Yes.
Congratulations!
You've won 25 cents.
We're going to give you the heads up. Way to go.
Our first winner.
Good job, Jay. Jay from Wichita. You are our first successful contestant of the Power of 10. You get to keep your quarter.
CBS is going to have to spend over 80 cents in postage to mail him a quarter.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Jay. Thank you for playing the game. And Mark Jay on line number 3. Jay is our first person that gets to keep his money. Let's move on like he kept a quarter. Let's
clever.
Go to Josh in Gainesville, Virginia. Josh?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great. You ready to play Power of 10?
Sure am.
Here's your quarter question. John Bon Jovi's mom is the president of the official John Bon Jovi fan club. True or false?
True.
True is correct. It is a fact. Her name is Carol Bon Jovi, or actually Carol Bon Jovi, which is the real name.
He's so nice.
She should be the president of the fan club.
You buy the T-shirt?
Are you going to keep the quarter, or will you move on to try a 50-cent question?
I'll play it for 50.
Thank you. If somebody had done that twice in a row, I would have been pissed.
No, it's been done.
Here's your 50-cent question. You could get drunk by sitting in a bathtub full of vodka, even if you didn't drink any of it.
False.
It is crap. You can absorb only a minimal amount of alcohol through the skin. That is your second correct answer.
You owe him a ding.
A ding?
Yeah, you hit a buzz.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my ding.
There's your dang. I gave you two.
Right, thank you.
Ready to play for a dollar?
Let's play for a dollar.
Tiger Woods got his name from his father, who named him after a South Vietnamese soldier he served with in Vietnam. I'll give it to you again. You want it one more time? I'll give you one more chance.
Okay. Yeah,
right. Tiger Woods got his name from his father, who named him after a South Vietnamese soldier he served with in Vietnam. Did not hear your first answer. What's your answer?
True.
True is correct. Wow. I gave you a freebie there, you son of a bitch.
I learned.
I know. You got that one. Yes, he served with him in Vietnam, and that is how he got the name. Are you ready to play for two American dollars?
Two whole American dollars? Yes, sir.
You better after I gave you that free pass.
That's right.
Disney World is bigger than the five smallest countries on Earth combined.
True.
It is a fact.
Wow.
It's 47 square miles, make it bigger than the Vatican, Monaco, Nauru, Tuvalu, and San Marino combined.
He's a buzzsaw.
Yes, he's doing very well. You ready to play for four American dollars?
$4?
I got to keep going now. Yeah. I'm on a roll. Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler sang backup vocals on the Soundgarden smash Black Hole Sun.
False.
False is correct. I'm sorry. See, when I see false, I go there. Yeah, you are correct. Right. Good job. Want to play for $8?
Let's play for $8.
Let's keep. You're rolling right now. Mm-hmm. And you're doing a fantastic job, Mr. Josh. What a guy Josh is. Having some fun.
Yeah, it is Josh.
All the railroads in the board game Monopoly really existed. True or false?
That's true.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh, I lost it all.
You are out of there.
That's unfortunate.
I am terribly sorry, Josh. That is not true. Three of them did, but Shortline was a bus company.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Nice try, Josh. You were a brave gambler. We appreciate that, but it's time to move on Power of 10.
He lost it all, Mike.
I'd really love to give away the $128. I'd love that.
Me too.
Let's go to Greg.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't believe you. Greg from Spokane, Washington. You're on the show. How you doing, Greg?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Ready to play Power of 10?
You bet.
Here's your 25-cent question. Power of 10. Doctors recently diagnosed extreme laziness as a medical condition called motivational deficiency disorder. I butchered that. Let me give it to you again. Doctors recently diagnosed extreme laziness as a medical condition called motivational deficiency disorder.
True
or false?
True.
I am terribly sorry. No, goodbye, that is false.
Respect the power of 10.
If you've heard of it, it's only because some British doctors come up with it as a spoof on all the ridiculous disorders we see advertised on TV. Sorry about that. Time to move on to Melanie in Rockville, Maryland. Hello, Melanie.
Hi.
Melanie, we want to see somebody go all the way with this. You think it can be you?
I want to go all the way.
All right. Oh, hey, baby.
Hey.
All right. Is your top on?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's okay. A shame. All right, here's your first 25-cent question.
Okay.
President John Quincy Adams kept a pet alligator in a White House bathroom. True or false?
True.
True is correct for 25 cents. Congratulations, Melanie.
That wasn't on the show.
Would you like to move on to 50 cents?
Wait for
yes,
the sequel.
Please.
All right, here we go. Ready Whip, the whipped cream makers, once made ready bacon, instant bacon for your toaster. True or false?
True.
Way to go, Melanie. Good that was a job. Tough one. It's a fact. It bombed, and the bacon grease would often leak into the toaster, creating a fire hazard.
Ready bacon.
I like that. You're listening to the Power of 10. Are you ready for your $1 question?
Yes, sir.
Each year, more Americans die in hot air balloon accidents than in train crashes.
True.
Another one of those tricky questions.
Sorry, Melanie.
Sorry about that. It is true. Each year, more Americans do die in train crashes.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Maybe next time you'll go all the way.
All right. Hopefully. Thanks for playing, Melanie. I was really rooting for you. I wanted you to win.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Bye, baby.
Love you too. Bye.
All right.
Buzz, don't you have advice for her?
Yes, I do.
To respect?
That's right. Respect the power of 10.
Very good. Let's go to Dave.
It's my favorite part.
Dave, are you on the Beltway?
I am on the Beltway.
All right, there's going to be a slight degree of difficulty due to the fact that he is in
traffic.
He's in his car. Sorry, I had to listen to the crappy Power of 10 jingle. You ready for your quarter question?
Absolutely.
Here we go. The Eiffel Tower is only the fifth tallest structure in France.
True
is correct. Nice job. Here's your 50-cent question. If you wish to proceed, do you?
Let's proceed.
Pamela Anderson was known as Canada's centennial baby because she was thought to have been the first baby born on Canada's centennial day.
False.
I'm terribly sorry. So sorry. You seem like a real smart whippersnapper, too, but you are out of there. Because no one can defeat the power of 10.
I hope they join us next week when we play the power of 3.
This is the way it's going. We have not a chance to get to all 10.
No.
But we're going to try. Let's go to Sarah in Vermont. Sarah, do you have your top on?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Let's go. You ready for your quarter question?
I guess I am.
For 25 cents of the power of 10, there has never been a woman on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. False is correct. There have been eight women, the first one making the list in 1968.
And tear.
Would you like to try it for 50 cents?
I'm tempted to bow out for the free pack of gum I'll get, but I guess I'll keep going.
For 50 cents, here is your question. There is an American brand of vodka made from potatoes called Spudka.
True
is excellent. Correct. That's good. I'm encouraged right now. Mm-hmm. I am, Sarah. That was
I
a very.
I want to go all the way. I really do.
Okay, you ready to play for a dollar?
Yes, I am.
In high school, Vin Diesel was both homecoming king and president of the chess club.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
False is correct.
Wow, big money now.
Good job.
We're going up to $2. Are you ready, Sarah?
I guess so.
There's a world championship for video game players who play with just their feet.
True.
true. Oh. Sorry, no. I am terribly sorry that knocks you out of the game.
Fear the power of 10.
I am so very sorry. But you're effed. That's our little jingle there.
Sorry, Sarah.
We only have time for a few more on Power of 10. Somebody's got to win today. Let's go to Tom.
We already gave away a quarter.
Yeah, we got one quarter out of the coffers. Management loves the game. Tom from Kansas, you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Bette Midler for one for a quarter. Bette Midler started out singing in gay bathhouses with Barry Manilow accompanying her on the piano.
True.
True is right. Very good. Want to play for 50 cents?
Sure.
To qualify as a hill, a mound of earth must be more than 99 feet high, but less than 1,000 feet high.
False.
False is correct. There is no universally accepted standard for what constitutes a hill. Bobby? Are you ready to play for a dollar?
Yes, and your voice has never sounded better.
Thank you very much. The restaurant chain Denny's was originally called Danny's. The restaurant chain Denny's was originally called Danny's.
False.
I am sorry. It is a fact. It changed after about 5 years.
Damn it.
And it has been Denny's since 1959. Got to say goodbye to you. Bye, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks for playing the game. And we didn't know that everybody would be on Power of 10 today.
No, me neither.
I still like the game. Let's take a couple more here. Brandon from Gaithersburg, how are you?
Oh, just fine. How are you doing, gentlemen?
Well, you know, people are having a real struggle with this Power of 10 today. Power one person. Respect it. One person kept a quarter, but so far we haven't had any big winners. You think you can change that, Brandon?
My top's off and I'm ready to go.
Okay, very good.
Topless Power of 10.
And everybody, if you really want to succeed on the Power of 10, you do have to remove your top.
As the host does.
Here is your quarter question. For 25 cents, the town of Snowflake, Arizona was named after two of its founders, Mr. Snow and Mr. Flake. Oops.
Excuse me. I'm going to have to go with false.
I am so very sorry. Such a brief visit. Wow. It says it was founded in 1878 by William Jordan Flake and Erastus Snow.
Okay.
That's just wrong.
That is just wrong. I couldn't agree with you more, Brandon. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So long.
Power of one.
I love Power of 10. We've got time for two more contestants.
All right.
One of these two contestants has to go all the way.
Please.
Or we're just going to have to bring it back and see if we'll get a winner.
Okay.
I didn't think it would be this difficult.
Maybe after seven tonight.
Let's say hi to Bradley from Las Vegas. You from Vegas, Bradley?
I am, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're sorry we're not on in Vegas anymore. I'd love to be back on and get an affiliate out there. Hopefully that can happen.
Don't you think Power of 10 would be great as a table game?
Yes. Oh, it'd be a fantastic table game. I'd love to have a little trivia. I'd love to do a little trivia out in Vegas. All right, ready to play for a quarter?
I'm ready.
The Etch-a-Sketch was invented in France. True or false?
False.
Terribly sorry. It is true, and we have to say goodbye to our Vegas friend. Wow. Sorry about that, Bradley. So long.
Maybe they should just flip coins.
To see who's going to win just for $128?
No, to choose an answer, true
or
false.
Yeah, for an answer.
Well, you know, it could work that way. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. How you doing, Mike?
Actually, it's Mikhail, but that's okay.
Are you a Russian guy?
No, that would be Mikhail, but that's okay.
What is Mikhail?
Mikhail's a French variant. Oh, so I would have got that last question right.
Are you a French variant?
No, okay. I'm totally 100% American.
Mikhail is a French word. It means pain in the ass.
There you go. Thanks,
Mikhail, are you a bit of a smarty pants? You think you're going to do well on Power of 10?
You know what? The Power of 10 is nothing to me. It looks like very easy.
It's easy. Okay, smartass. I wish you the best of luck. You ready to play for a quarter?
Give me a quarter. Give me those 2 bits.
All right, here we go. Mikhail. The seventh inning stretch of the baseball game originated in 1910 when President William Taft stood up to stretch while attending a Washington Senators game, and the rest of the crowd followed suit. True or false?
You know, I'm going to say true.
Oh, I'm going to say, you're out of there, smartass, Mikhail.
You did not respect the Power of 10.
Go back to your French hybrid mix or whatever the hell you are, you son of a bitch. Let's take one more, shall we?
I hope they go all the way.
All right, let's go to a guy that's on 95, guy driving home today. We're going to try... Mark, are you on I-95, Mark?
I am there, Mike. I'm stuck in traffic. Yes,
Mark,
sir.
Why don't you make your weekend and our weekend and go all the way with us? You ready to play for a quarter?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, here we go. The Hallmark Greeting Card Company was founded by a man named Mark Hall.
True.
I am terribly sorry.
So am I.
No, this is a very, very difficult
piece. You want to do something wild?
What's that?
Take one more caller, and because it's the bonus round, start them out at $8.
All right. Very good. And
how
then
about
it will
that?
Go. It will go from 8 to 64
to
128.
No, 8 to 16.
8 to 16 to 32 to 64
right.
to 128.
Because it's the bonus round of The
Power
of 10.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Let's go to
giveaway
John.
A quarter.
John in Woodbridge, you ready to play the game? We're going to do. You are very lucky. We've modified the rules here. We're going to start you. We're going to start you at $8.
Sounds good.
That means you only have to have 5 correct answers. We're cutting it in half. You think you're up to the challenge?
Oh, I'm up to it.
And the rules do apply. You can stop at any time.
That's
on
right.
The Power of 5. Which we've changed the game to. All right, here's your $8 question. In Australia, Pizza Hut has a canine mascot called Pizza Mutt.
False.
I am terribly
nice try,
sorry.
Rob.
Rob tried to give away.
I know.
Do we have the jingle for the Power of 10 there?
Power of 10,
that's true.
Thanks right. for playing, Stain.
Thanks so much. That's the Power
That's
of 10, everyone. We gave away 1/4.
Yeah,
we did it. 1/4. See, I don't. You know what? Even though we didn't get winners, I like the game a whole bunch.
People really do win on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me give one to it. Now, Rob, you've seen these
I've
before,
seen these,
right?
Buzz can play it.
Have you seen these?
Seen what?
The questions.
No, I have not.
All right, let me try this with you.
These are hard questions.
I'm
going
to give you. I'll just go down to the bottom of the page
right.
real quick, all right?
I'd like to play.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'll do that, then you go right down with me on the other page. Can we use one, blow out one page on
sure,
this?
Sure, absolutely.
Buzz, Halle Berry was named after a department store.
I'm going to say true.
That is true. While she was first lady, Hillary Clinton's Secret Service code name was Sunshine.
True.
No, that's false.
Oh, see? That's how easy it is to lose.
Okay, now you give me the...
Because you'll give him...
I'm not even looking at the next page.
Okay.
Go to the next page and give me a couple of them until I get them wrong, all right?
All right. Putting pantyhose in the freezer before you wear them will prevent runs.
True.
That's correct.
Right.
No, excuse me. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I thought that was true. It says here, it's false.
All right, we're taking a break right now. Enough of that. The experiment is over.
The Power of Mike.
He's got news to think about.
That's
we,
right.
We don't want to burden him with all these games now, but I like Power of 10. We are going to change it. Joe's going to have to come up with a new jingle because we have to make it the Power of 5.
Yeah, we've got to.
And we'll up the ante a little bit for next time, but yeah. I had fun doing that. Thanks to all of you that called. We will have the final buzz of the afternoon. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.